1 Corinthians, chapter 6. Dare any of you, having a matter against the other, go to law before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Or don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Don't you know that we will judge angels? How much more, things that pertain to this life? If then you have to judge things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who are of no account in the church? I say this to move you to shame. What, can't there be found among you one wise man who will be able to decide between his brothers? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers? Therefore already it is altogether a defect in you, that you have lawsuits one with another. Why not rather take wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? No, but you yourselves do wrong, and defraud, and that your brothers. Or don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God will bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised the Lord, and will raise up us through his power. Don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ, and make them members of a prostitute? God forbid. Or don't you know that he who sticks to the prostitute is one body? For, the two, he says, will become one flesh. But he who sticks to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. Glorify God therefore in your body.